For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Hey, this is Ollie Gordon, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up and welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Daily Football Show. I'm Cody Carpentier. No Alex Dunlap today. It's Friday, March 14th. Beautiful Friday outside. I got to get outside and maybe go get some barbecue or something. Alex just sent me a video of some barbecue. Today we're going to talk about one thing, the four-round mock draft that I just dropped over at rosterwatch.com. The QR code's in the top left if you want to go check it out. Just go to rosterwatch.com. It's also at the top of the feed. You can just see it. Click on it. 138 selections. All of your favorite teams. Go tap in. Go check it out. We'll walk through all of it right here, right now. But first, to make sure you click that like button. Click subscribe. Stay tapped all the way in. Stay tuned in. Every single day we're live at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time, the Trash Man is live, giving you all the news and notes and nuggets from the day. But right now, let's just jump right into it. We're going to put the – I just lost my screen. There I am. Here we go. There I am. We're going to jump into the mock draft. Four rounds over at rosterwatch.com in the 2025 NFL draft. A lot of conversation the last couple of days surrounding free agency, what free agency means to these football teams and their draft selections. But I want to walk through some of these. We'll focus on a couple of spots. I'll watch the comments. If anybody in the comments wants to particularly look at a team, we can look at a team. You want to talk about the Raiders? We can talk about the Raiders. I love what the Raiders did in this draft. I know it's hypothetical, and I did it, but the Raiders technically did it. So we'll talk about all of them. Jamie, Terminal Sarcasm, appreciate y'all tapping into the chat here. Terminal says, finally, the Carpentier has come to Roster Watch. I love that. I mean, finally, the Rock has come back to Roster Watch. I mean, who doesn't love that, right? Some good Rock action there. Jamie Parag, appreciate you, man. It's a beautiful Friday out here in Roster Watch Nation. All right, pick number one. We're going Cam Ward to the Tennessee Titans. I think there's a lot of helium in the fact that the Giants are going to move up. Have them here moving up from 3 to 2 with the Browns to get Shedeur Sanders. I think you could believe anything if I told you that the Giants can move up from 3 to 1 to get themselves a Cam Ward. All three of these teams need a quarterback. A couple of them are in the – I just lost my camera, my light. Oh, that was great. We're back. I lost my light. A lot of these teams are in the Aaron Rodgers conversation, right? The Steelers, the Giants, I technically are in the Russ conversation more than the Rodgers conversation, but they're there. And the Browns, they're in the Russ, Kirk Cousins conversation. They're trying to get these old dudes, but two of them are going to be able to get these two quarterbacks, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. A lot of people depressing the Shedeur Sanders stock right now in the NFL draft circles, pushing him down outside the top 10, outside the top 20, saying second round grade. Yes, we know he's a second round grade. We know he's not Joe Burrow. We know he's not Andrew Luck. But here's the thing. We see second round graded quarterbacks going round one every stinking year. It's the name of the game. period, point blank. So Shador goes two to the Giants right here. Oh, moving on to Abdul Carter, layup here for the Cleveland Browns. Pair him with Miles Garrett. Fourth overall, we got Travis Hunter, cornerback receiver from Colorado, going to New England. New England's got an opportunity here to, I think, either go Calvin Banks, left tackle. They added Morgan Moses in free agency, played right tackle. He's a 15-year vet. Defensive line, they had Milton Williams. They had Carlton Davis at corner. Carlton Davis, 3 years, $60 million at corner, I think opens the door for Travis Hunter to come in and play strictly offense. So it's interesting. He'll play corner, but New England's an interesting landing spot. I can't quite tie my head around this thing. Maybe I'm just succumbing to the depression of Kelvin Banks' stock right now. I think Kelvin Banks is the answer at four for the Patriots. But I went Hunter here for this mock iteration. Mason Graham put it in ink. He's a Jacksonville Jaguar. They're building this thing in the trenches just like the Rams have the last couple of years. And then we're going to go to the Raiders. The Raiders, Armand Membu. They're going to replace DJ Glaze from Maryland, the fifth rounder from a couple of years ago, with Armand Membu. Continue to build the offensive line. They got Colton Miller on the left side, Jackson Powers-Johnson at center. They go out and add a left guard in Alex Kappa. They're going to draft Armand Membu at six right here. Everybody's thinking Genty, McMillan, quarterback. No, we're going Armand Membu from Missouri. For fantasy purposes, Tyler Warren comes off the board at pick seven to the Jets. Justin Fields is there. They got Garrett Wilson. Justin Fields played 2 years in college with Garrett Wilson. They got the running backs. You need to add a weapon. You need to add a weapon, or if Membu's there, you go right tackle. That's the two things for me. It's Warren or right tackle. We're going to go Warren for this iteration because Membu is gone. Living in Diz in the chat, appreciate you. He says, been a subscriber for, I think, 10 years of Roster Watch, a true OG. Harry Snowman, rock and roll, baby. We love it. Anthony West says, inject it into my veins. Alan Kuhn, what's going on, brother? Appreciate you tapping into the chat. As well as Jamie Pierog. He says, I thought Deion is forbidding his son to go to the Browns. Honestly, don't blame him. Yeah, I want Carter on the Browns. You know, I don't think he's forbidding anything. I think he's just advising teams not to do certain things. I think the Browns are probably one of those, but also the Browns need a quarterback. So, I had them moving down to get Carter, but I do think they need a quarterback regardless. I think it'll be Wilson or Kirk Cousins that ends up in Cleveland, in all honesty. All right, next pick for fantasy purposes, we'll move down to 12. Ashton Genty, running back from Boise State. If you want to get all 138 of these selections, you can go over to rosterwatch.com. I'm not going to talk you through 138 picks right now because, quite honestly, I just did an hour and a half show with the 32 beat writers. I'm losing my voice. I drank all my water, and I don't know if I could last an hour, but I'm going to give you guys what I got. That's a promise. It's Friday. I'm going to give you guys what I got, and we're going to talk through this mock draft. You guys can go check it out over at rosterwatch.com. You can give, you know, bump the algo on the website by giving the post a click, boost our Google algo. Go find it on Twitter. I tweeted it as well. You can go boost the algo over there. We appreciate and love all you guys. I'll scroll through the whole thing, but I'm definitely not going to talk about the entirety of this mock draft because it's just simply too much. But Ashton Genty to the Cowboys. I don't believe this happens. I built this mock over the course of the last 2 days. Ashton Genty to the Cowboys here at 12. It feels logical until they sign Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. So, as most times, and if you've never done a mock draft, I'll tell you this right now. When you do a mock draft, your mock draft becomes outdated the minute you publish the mock draft. That's the name and that's the game of NFL mock drafting. Is as soon as you publish it, it's already outdated, especially in the center of free agency, which is what we're in right now with the Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders signing with the Cowboys. I believe the Cowboys will now push it down to round 3-4 before they go running back, potentially like an Ollie Gordon, a Devin Neal, something like this, something that's been around the middle America where Jerry Jones has his eyes on backs. There's that. All right, Ashton, I think he would be great there, but I'm just not going to ride with it. Will Campbell falls to 13 to the Miami Dolphins, shores up that offensive line. The Falcons probably finally do the right thing and go Walter Nolan from Ole Miss, defensive line for the Falcons. Here's a fun one. Pick 20 and 21. The Denver Broncos select Travion Henderson as the second running back off the board. A lot of people are saying it's Amari Hampton, it's a hammer. I think Amari Hampton is the second best back in the class, But I think Travion Henderson is the joker. He's the one that Sean Payton's been talking about and classifying as a guy that can do everything, be versatile, pass protect, catch the football, dynamo, run the ball 250 times. Trey Henderson can be that. They just added Evan Engram. They got Courtland Sutton. They got these burners outside in Troy Franklin and Marvin Mims. You add a Travion Henderson, and you bring this offense together under Bo Nix. This is what I love right here. And then, come on, the Chargers aren't going to go with Marian Hampton. Pittsburgh has to. Pittsburgh has to do the damn thing. They got Kenny Gainwell. They got Jalen Warren. But let's put the king or the queen on top and mount this thing up in the backfield and give us a new Najee Harris for the next 4 or 5 years. Kenneth Grant goes back to play with Harbaugh at Los Angeles, the Chargers, defensive tackle from Michigan. The Vikings get another offensive lineman. They just signed Will Fries and Ryan Kelly. They need a left guard. And Christian Darrisaw is coming off an ACL. So if, you know, Darrisaw has any problems, we know Jackson can flank out and play left tackle. But Donovan Jackson, who played left tackle a lot this year, not a lot, but quite a bit down the stretch after the Josh Simmons injury turned its head for Ohio State. He'll go to Minnesota. Houston goes receiver. Houston, we have a problem, and it's Matthew Golden's coming back home where he started out his collegiate career with the Houston Cougars. Houston Cougars, I don't think that's how you pronounce that. The Houston Texans get Matthew Golden from the Texas Longhorns. Golden busted onto the scene this year, and putting him in Houston gives you that what you wanted out of Stephon Diggs, right, was to be the true two opposite of Nico Collins. You get your true two right here. You keep Christian Kirk in the slot. Tank Dell gets the whole year off. There's your trio. That's your trio. Nico, Golden, Kirk. Nico, Golden, Kirk. Nico, Golden, Kirk. That's all we want right here for the Houston Texans. Colston Loveland falls to 26. We know the Rams last year wanted some Brock Bowers action. A lot of teams wanted some Brock Bowers action. This year they get a Brock Bowers slight, if you will. And Colston Loveland, who's coming off an elbow injury right now from Michigan, he'll go and play tight end for the Rams in 25. The biggest faller for consensus here, if you're tracking, Teteroa McMillan, the anti-alpha. That's what we're going to call him. I've called T. Higgins the beta alpha for years now. Teteroa McMillan is the anti-alpha or flat Stanley. He just quite is not up to the level of the T. Higginses or the Drake Londons. Let's just be honest with ourselves. Detroit re-signed Tim Patrick the last couple of days. They need a guy to play that role. And the supreme Tim Patrick is Teteroa McMillan. People have laughed on my Equanimeous St. Brown floor comp for Teteroa McMillan, but go back and watch. Equanimeous St. Brown was a stud athlete, had 900 yards at Notre Dame. Look at the family bloodlines, right? Teteroa McMillan's a hell of a football player. But let's not get over our skis like we did with N'Keal Harry, or I shouldn't say we because I didn't. All right, there's round one from a skill perspective. Philadelphia gets James Pierce, the last pick of round one. Malachi Starks falls to 31 to those pesky Chiefs who get a great value again. There it is, round one in the books. The first pick of round two is Jackson Dart. The Browns get a quarterback here, but it's not until round two when Jackson Dart goes off first off the board. I think this is interesting because the Browns, like I talked about before, if they go after a Kirk or a Russ and that's your starter, they said they're going to give Kenny Pickett a chance. Deshaun Watson, who even cares really about that situation because he might just get that contract rebooted because of his old Achilles situation. You bring in a Jackson Dart to compete with Pickett on day one, beat Pickett out in the fall, and then be the number two behind a Russ or a Kirk on day one. I love that situation. That's a clean quarterback room for growth for the next couple of years.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work. all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
So we'll go that direction. Please click that like button. Please click subscribe if you're tapped in here on Roster Watch. It's a beautiful Friday. It's a shorter show tonight. We're live every single day, though, 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Eastern time. 10 a.m. is Trash Man doing the news and notes of the day. 1 p.m. is Alex and I discussing anything from Dynasty Theory to best ball to rankings to news to trades to hypotheticals. It doesn't matter. We're talking all things NFL and football and fantasy and draft every single day. And we're going to continue to do that for you, the people that are here, that appreciate it, that love it, and that support the show and make it worth it. So thank you guys for tapping in, clicking that like button, clicking subscribe, and then scanning QR codes on the screen to go over to the website, go over to Roster Watch, and consume all of the information, whether it's mocks or it's shows or it's podcasts or it's these rookie spotlights that we just published, a Quinshon Judkins rookie spotlight up on the site. Go see the comps for Quinshon Judkins. Yeah, I would love to hear some thoughts about Quinshon Judkins. There's always a comment section. People don't know this. Some people do. There's a comment section on rosterwatch.com. Every single post. So if you go over to my mock draft, I'll show it to you at the bottom of the screen. If you go over to my mock draft, you can comment right here. Comment. And you can say, this sucks. Blah, 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 blah. You can give your opinion on the draft on the website, and we can talk back and forth like a forum or a board per se. So go over there and do that. Go over there, sign up for Roster Watch. It's free to get you sign up, and then you can become a pro or a premium member and be awesome and be a part of the Roster Watch Nation. But you can also comment on all the posts as well. All right, round two. Emeka Egbuka falls to 35. Some people believe now, as of late, he's going to be one of the first receivers off the board, first or second. I'm not quite there. I love Emeka Egbuka. But do I believe he's going to be one of the first receivers off the board? I do not. Emeka Egbuka is my wide receiver two in the class. After Emeka Egbuka, we go down to Quinshon Judkins to the Las Vegas Raiders. I could almost put this one in ink. He's going to go over there. He's going to play with Chip Kelly. He's going to play with Geno Smith and Armon Membu. And this is going to be the Raiders. I'll tell you guys this right now. Of this mock draft, the Raiders was my favorite to do. The Raiders was my most enjoyable mock draft selections to make on a pick-by-pick basis. I think this team is absolutely loaded. So there's that. All right, after Quinshon Judkins, we move on down to the Saints at 40 and the Chicago Bears at 41. The Saints go Luther Burden at 40th overall, the wide receiver from Missouri. Again, a guy that I once had as my wide receiver one And the guy measured in with 8 5/8 inch hands. Not good. Not great, buddy. Like, that's when you look at historical comps for guys built like Luther Burden, you're talking about guys that are 5'10 to 6 foot, guys that are 190 to 205, 8 5/8 inch hands. Colston Listingby is the only guy with smaller hands than Luther Burden in that archetype. That's it. That's it. And George Pickens is the only guy in the bottom 25 hand sizes in that archetype to break out. Not good. Not good. And it hurts. And I think Luther Burden has everything but the hands. So I need to be talked back onto that ledge because I've fallen off. It's going to be tough for me to go through the whole cycle like that. Caleb Johnson to the Bears to be that David Montgomery in the backfield allows Swift to be the Gibbs. I know everybody wants – they're like, oh, we can get Jenty. Jenty could be the Gibbs. Like, that's just not how this works. Swift is not Montgomery. Roshan's not going to be Montgomery. Swift is going to be the Gibbs as far as getting the pass-catching role, getting the dynamo opportunities. You're going to get some big – slug in here like Caleb Johnson or Damian Martinez or Taj Brooks or Ollie Gordon to be the David Montgomery to allow Swift to take that step up. Jalen Noel goes to the Falcons at 26, the wide receiver from Iowa State. Jaden Higgins, his teammate, goes to Seattle at 52 to be the other outside wide receiver outside of Jackson Smith and Jigba. Alec Ayomanner, wide receiver from Stanford to the Bills at 56. Interesting landing spot here. Again, he just feels like a Khalil Shakir. He just feels like a Josh Palmer. Like, the Buffalo receiving room, pick after pick after pick after pick, is signing after signing after signing after signing. I just want to see a true alpha in this offense. I think Keon Coleman has the traits. I just haven't seen it yet. Two of my favorite selections in this whole draft come right here at the end of round two. That's pick 63 and 64. We're looking at Deion Walker, who's 6'7", 330 pounds from Kentucky, to play defensive tackle. He was a menace, man. He was looked at as a top 10 pick coming into the season. Didn't have quite as good a year as he did in the past. He'll go to the Chiefs, play next to and behind Chris Jones. And then Carson Vinson, the bad man bulldog from Alabama A&M. One of my favorite players in the entire draft. 6'6", 6'7", 325, 335 pounds, super long arm, super athletic offensive tackle from Alabama A&M. Carson Vinson brings a lot to the table for an offense like the Kansas City Chiefs, who right now is running out Kingsley Sumatia. They just signed Jalen Moore to play tackle. It's not good out there for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Carson Vinson here in the second round allows them to ensure some growth and some projection down the line on the offensive line. All right, R.J. Harvey to the Cleveland Browns. I see chats talking about the running back situation in Cleveland, talking about Jerome Ford, talking about some Pierre Strong action. What's going to happen? Is Chubb gone? Yes, it's R.J. Harvey's team. It's R.J. Harvey in the third round from Central Florida, who's got quads like a lineman. Quads like a lineman, R.J. Harvey does with that 4.40 40-yard dash at the combine. I love me some R.J. Harvey, man. He's coming off the board here in round three. Trey Harris at pick 69 probably doesn't make it this far, but for this mock iteration, he did. It kind of happens sometimes. Some guys fall a little bit further than maybe they should. A couple quarterbacks come off the board in the span of like six picks. We got Quinn Ewers to the Raiders to sit behind Geno Smith. Quinn Ewers to me is like the white Geno Smith, so I love that. Tyler Shook to the Saints to sit behind Derek Carr. And then you have Jalen Milroe to the Jets in round three to sit behind Justin Fields. We'll see how long that one lasts. I think two dynamos in that backfield, that'd be fun. Maybe both of those guys can play running back while the opposite plays quarterback. Maybe they could just switch back and forth and have some kind of maybe a wildcat. We call it like wild quarterback, right? It's just Milroe and Fields just doing their thing, and then Breece Hall's on the sideline or something. That makes sense, right? Anyway, Milroe falls there to 73. I don't think he falls to 73 if he runs his 40 at the pro day, but everybody knows he's the athlete. He could go anywhere, honestly, between pick 37 and here, pick 73 to the Jets.
Isaiah Bond falls to 76 to the Dallas Cowboys, wide receiver from Texas, 5'11", 185 pounds, a guy that has 4.2, has 4.3 speed, says he was going to run 4.1. He actually runs 24.1 miles per hour, the only other wide receiver to run north of 24 miles per hour over the last two draft cycles was Xavier Worthy and Bond. He didn't run the fastest 40, but he did have the fastest miles per hour on GPS, did Isaiah Bond at the combine. Cam Scataboo joins the loaded Washington Commanders backfield with Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez. Scataboo is an interesting addition right there. Jalen Royals to the Broncos, my favorite smaller school tackle-breaking guy. He's been dealing with injuries this last year, but he was a dynamo. You go look at the game log for Jalen Royals this year. He had like 800 yards in like five games, including 200 against Boise. A monster. Harold Fannin to the Houston Texans in round three. Dylan Sampson to the New Orleans Saints. They obviously drafted Kamara, who's a Tennessee alum. Sampson, Tennessee alum, enters chat left. Kansas City, they just signed Elijah Mitchell. They lose Kareem Hunt, who's a big banger between the tackles. Isaiah Pacheco's there. Elijah Mitchell's there. Enter Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State here at the end of round three. Love that. Love him in the Kareem Hunt role. Love him getting these reps that allow Isaiah Pacheco and Elijah Mitchell to keep the wear and tear off their legs, which has been their biggest problem, is availability the last couple of years. So keep them on the field. And then Bashel Tootin, the running back from Virginia Tech. 4.3, 240-yard dash at the combine. Bashel Tootin is a great compliment to Tyrone Tracy. Tyrone Tracy's still going to get his work, but I think Bashel Tootin allows for some, kind of like I talked about before, like there's no meat shield for Tyrone Tracy right now. He's going to get got by a running back in the first three rounds. Bashel Tootin happens to be that guy, and it still allows Tracy to be important in the pass-catching game. Elijah Arroyo from Miami goes to San Francisco to back up George Kittle. Kyle McCord goes from Syracuse playing quarterback to the Rams. And then there's round four. I'll just run through a couple of them. I'll be honest, my voice is falling out of me right now. Torrey Horton, a Colorado State wide receiver who runs in the 4.4s, 6 foot, 280 pounds. Great wide receiver that was derailed by an injury this last season at Colorado State. He goes 104 to the Browns. We had Savion Williams to the Giants from TCU. Keandre Lambert-Smith from Auburn goes to Jacksonville in the fourth. Sleeper pick, Isaac Tesla from Arkansas. Very athletic. I think he had a 92 athletic grade in combine IQ during the combine. Wide receiver from Arkansas. Big body guy that can play outside for the Raiders. I absolutely love that landing spot here. Xavier Restrepo to the Panthers to kind of sit behind Adam Thielen for a few weeks. Terrence Ferguson to be the backup tight end behind Mike Gesicki in Cincinnati. Trevor Etienne joins Tyjae Spears and Tony Pollard in Tennessee. And we have a couple of running backs roll off the board here late in the fourth round. Donovan Edwards to the Packers. Jarquez Hunter from Auburn to the Chargers. Jaden Blue from Texas to the Bills. And the last pick in the fourth round is Devin Neal from Kansas. One of just two players in the class with three 1,000-yard seasons and a sub-20-year-old breakout. One of them is Quinshon Judkins, and one of them is Devin Neal to the San Francisco 49ers. Watch out, Christian McCaffrey!
Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Flyer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.